put dead fish on the manifold under the hood so they'll stink. And hard to get out.
It's not very nice.
No.
How about going to somebody's house? Who's newlywed? Would they ever do that?
They done it to us one time. They done it to us one time.
Serenade.
Uh-huh. Just come and make a lot of noise.
Yeah. And stayed up all night.
Yeah, and you have to go kill a chicken and fry it for them.
They wouldn't leave until you fed them,
That's right, and make coffee and all that stuff. Yeah. But that's been a long time ago. They quit that.
It's been 40 years ago. It's been 40 years.
That's right.
40 years.
Yeah.
Something.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about clothes? Like when you were a little boy, what kind of clothes?
We had different things. Mostly overalls and shirts and knickers.
There you go. That's the word I wanted you to say.
Them darn knickers, I didn't like them.
And what about when you got bigger?
We had just pants and shirts.
How about to go to church?
Yeah, you had better clothes to go to church, you know.
Maybe like three-piece suit type.
Yeah, sometimes. And ties and all that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. And how about the ladies who have some kind of jewelry around their neck?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Necklace.
Okay. All right. And would you hear any terms? I guess there's a lot of people moving in. From other places and so forth, probably hear some terms for people who are not from around here. What do folks call them?
You mean what we call people that move in?
Yeah, or, you know, just tourists or whatever. Got different names for them.
Outsiders.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm most of the time.
Okay.
And there's been a lot of that done. Golly, they're coming in here from everywhere. Yeah. New York, Pennsylvania, and Florida, every place.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. It's a pretty country up in here. Yeah. I can hardly blame them in a way.
Yeah. But. See, this farm here was divided up. We bought all we could afford, and then what part we couldn't buy, it's been sold to people from Richmond, Virginia, and then this other one come from Florida. He's Arkansas. So, we've got all kinds of them here.
Mm-hmm. Retired mostly?
Yeah. And then this real estate outfit over on Sandy Mush used to be Stroud Realty. And that old man Hearns, see, they're from Pennsylvania. So, they advertised in these national magazines and everything. And they got them all coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them undesirables.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This Light of the Mountain, you know, one of them commune deals.
Mm-hmm.
Their land joins us right slam on top of that mountain up there.
They have a lot of people in there?
Why, at one time, I never seen like that.
A lot.
50, 60.
Yeah, they get all the chanting, carrying an old candle and wearing nothing but a pair of socks.
Yeah.
And they climb up in the trees.
And you got on top of the table up there at the gap of the mountain where we had a picnic table, and one of us get up there and chant, and all the others are going around and around.
Getting around carrying their little candle. And then they all ate in a commune over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we sold them a cow. They was going to use a cow to get their milk, you know. So we went over there. And they had the old house on the place. They had tables from one end of it to the other. And you never seen the like of the chairs and stuff.
And then it's broke down like so many people have the job of taking care of all the children. Some of them have a job. Some of them have the gardening, some of them have milk.